Live from Lexington's Rupp Arena, it's the Girls Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament featuring the Martha Lane Collins Lady Titans. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Saxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, All Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, Shelbyville Pharmacy, Mortensen Family Dental with two locations in Shelbyville and one in Simpsonville, Fast Freddy's Car Wash. Also, the UPS Store, SJB Sports Legends, Commonwealth Bank and Trust, Jameson Sales and Rental, Duncan of Shelbyville, and Citizens Union Bank. Now, let's go back courtside to Rupp Arena for Scott Korn and Doug Hammond.
Back here to Rupp Arena. Starting lineups about to be introduced. Doug Hammond and Scott Korn here to bring you all of tonight's action. And that'll be Collins wearing the home white uniforms. First time this year in the district and regional wearing the road black uniforms. And meanwhile, Southwestern will come in wearing their road blue uniform. Orange trim on those and lights going out. You know, looking at both teams, just, you know, not a real big size difference on either side. Mary Claire, you know, got a couple inches on there, but she's just a couple inches. I see Mary Claire had big size advantages. So as far as that goes, I think, you know, game's pretty even. So about time to get it on right here, though. So it's going to be McGibbon jumping it up here against Cundiff once the officials get the word to get this one underway, and a little bit nervous energy from both teams. Everybody kind of jittery out on the floor, just ready to get this one started.
Well, when you introduce people anymore, you got to shake 7,000 hands.
Very true.
I don't remember back in the day, anybody ever shaking their three things.
So Cundiff and McGibbon. Ball up, half control by McGibbon to Hallie Renfro, and Collins has it, and we're underway, and it looks like Southwestern going to jump back into a zone defense. Play a lot of man-to-man is what Coach Pigman had told me earlier in the week, but they come out, looks like maybe a matchup zone. Orfield with it out straight away. Now they switch to more of a man-to-man. Federley with on the left wing. Going to drive baseline, spinning in the lane, goes through two defenders and travels.
Switch a little patented move right there, but she did travel.
So Smitty will walk it up here for the Warriors.
That's one thing about it. When you come to play, you know, the different refs, you're used to the refs in the 8th region. They probably see you do that move and give her a little leeway.
Wood with it out front, hand off back. Going to go to the basket, off the board, no good. Tapped up, rebounded by McGibbon. Gets it away to Hayes. Gion coming straight down the middle of the floor. Still on the dribble, gets it to the middle, stops, free throw line, jumper in the air, nearly banked it in. Picked up by Fairley, put it up, no good, but draws the foul.
Good move there by Gion. Took a good shot, didn't really force himself, didn't get to the basket. But, you know, nice little free throw line jump. You can see the nerves there. She shot that thing pretty hard. About banked it in.
Almost though. Banked it in.
But a good offensive rebound by Livy.
Free throw by Federley. Good. Collins on the board. They lead it 1-0. That foul on Alexa Smitty, her first. Second free throw by Federley. This one rolls in. Collins leads 2-0.
That just proves that, you know, basket's 10 foot tall. And
I hear you, Norman Dale.
You know, everybody see that. You know, we weren't going to get Renfro out here and see if we can measure it, but we couldn't reach the rim, so we didn't have enough.
Right side, Smitty drives, cut off, back out front to Wood. Left side, Sharon going to drive, go along with the basket, challenged by McGibbon. She'll put it in anyway.
Rick Clark got a little bit more aggressive right there.
Going to come out, full court pressure, trying to trap. Federley, cross court pass to Warfield. She'll throw it back in the corner here to Renfro. Hallie going to step through. Wild shot. No good. Tapped up and kept alive by McGibbon. Out front to Federley. Well, Hallie kind of got up in the air and nowhere to go. Right side to Warfield. Trinity looking to drive. Forcing her way back to Hayes. Step back. She'll shoot the three. A little long. No good. And hits the top of the backboard. Now rebounded by Cundiff. Gets it away to Smitty. Driving hard. Still driving, forcing her way. Now she'll circle it back out front. Collins man-to-man here. Hallie Renfro guarding Smitty. Hallie, the best perimeter defender here for Collins. Three, left side, and rimmed out, no good. By Cundiff, rebounded by Warfield. Up ahead to Federley. Libby looking to drive. Nice pass across the lane of McGibbon, laid it in.
Great look there by Living. Good job, Mary Claire, to run the floor. Awesome job down here a while ago by Hallie Renfro. Just to keep her from cutting her off going to the basket. Great job by Hallie.
42, Lady Tight. Smitty going to drive right side, going to go all the way to the basket. Blocked by McGivin. Renfro has it deflected and fouled.
A lot better there. That time, Mary Claire, a lot more aggressive.
Foul on Cundiff, her first.
Sometimes I think she's so nervous, so conscientious about not getting foul trouble that she gives us some easy baskets. That time, great job by her.
Right side, Warfield has it. She'll shoot the three. Rimmed out, no good.
That's right on.
It was right on line. We're right behind her. Rebounded by the Warriors. Right side, Wood, kicked it back. Sharon going to drive to the basket and be a draw the foul. Warfield makes the basket.
That's just a good physical move right there. Use a lot of strength.
And we've seen her go to that pump bank from the perimeter and drive to the basket. I have a theory. I'm going to make it the jump shot first, and then we'll play the drive. We'll play the drive.
Nick Richards is pump fake. They got, how you say, they got faked out for the pump fake on this floor a lot of times. But, yeah, you're right. Haley Renfro in the game.
Haley Renfro checks in for Trinity Warfield. Trinity for her first foul of the game. Battled all kinds of foul trouble over in the region. Haley dribbles up the middle of the floor. Now slows it up. Now hand it back to Federley.
Haley was trying to find somebody.
He was. Please come and get it.
Please come and get it.
Federley in the corner. Haley Renfro. She'll shoot the three. No good. Long rebound. Run down in the corner by Harris for Southwestern. She pushes it up ahead. Wood will shoot the three. This one's short. Rebounded by Renfro. Haley gets it off to Hayes. Dion comes straight at the middle. Now flares to the left side.
Oh,
trying to get it down low. Deflected. Picked up by Haley. Renfro goes up and scores it.
Good job by Haley. Chase that loose ball down. That was a nice hook, I thought, by Gion. The girl just tipped the basketball.
6-5, Collins. 4:20 to go here in the first. The drive left side. Leave it back out front to Rich. She'll shoot the three. Got it.
Sorry, it looks like she walks every time before she shoots that ball.
Oh, 8-6, Southwestern. Hayes going to drive up hard left side. Throws it to really nobody. McGivin there to pick it up. Gets it out to Hallie Renfro. She'll shoot the three. Air ball. Rebounded by Harris. Harris coming out on the run. Going to drive right side. Goes to the basket. No good.
Oh,
ball tapped up. It's out of bounds.
Sorry. Cheering. They're cheering on press row. This might like something on top of Henry County.
Hey, a little bit different. Alandra Brooks checking in here for Gion Hayes.
I think it's good to kind of get the girls in there, give them a little run down the floor a few times. You know they're about to hyperventilate, and just give them a little break and get them back in. Well, Gion played well early, though.
He did. Federley walking up here for the Lady Titans. Southwestern leads 8-6. Federley driving left side, spinning in the lane, kicks it out to Renfro. Left side, Haley Renfro. Haley back to Hallie straight away. Hallie looking inside, nothing there. No relation between Haley and Hallie. Hallie going to look to drive, leaves it off Federley. 10-foot jumper, good. Ties things up here, 8-all.
That's Hallie's game. Shooting three is not her game. That game, getting in the pick, penetrating, using her size. That time, good job getting to the paint. Found a good look for Livy and knocked it down.
Livy with four early. Wood with it. It's Collins now in a 1-3-1 zone. Left side. Going to throw it down low. Tipped away. And Sharon is out of bounds. It'll turn it back over to Collins. Great timeout here on the floor. We'll take a break as well. 2:55 to go here in the first. We're tied at 8. You're listening to Lady Titan Basketball here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Hey, Shelby County, Duncan is in town. The new Duncan at 1530 Midland Trail Suite 1 is now open 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day with a modern, inviting interior and a convenient drive-thru. Start your day at Duncan with a breakfast sandwich and some hash browns. Treat yourself to a tasty donut. For a healthier option, pick up a yummy yummy veggie and egg white sandwich. Don't forget a delicious premium coffee, iced or hot. Maybe an iced or hot tea or frozen chocolate. Dunkin' has those too. Plus bagels, muffins, and more. You have to come by and see all that Dunkin' brings to town. Shelbyville runs on Dunkin'. Dunkin' underwrites WXLN Radio.
When the calendar turns to the month of March, it's not uncommon for Hoops fans to get wrapped up in all the madness. At SJB Sports Legends, we can appreciate that excitement. SJB Sports Legends is family-owned and has been a staple of the Shelby County community for over 20 years. From Letterman jackets, custom screen printing, and embroidery, Sports Legends provides you with great selection, personal customer service, and all of your local sports team's apparel. SJB Sports Legends, where your team is our team.
SJB Sports Legends underwrites WXLN Radio.
Kubota, the subcompact tractor pioneers have done it again. The all-new Kubota BX80 Series subcompact tractor has performance, versatility, and comfort that'll surprise you. Built to move dreams forward with features like the exclusive Swift Touch front loader, an easy over mower deck, and a complete set of Land Pride implements. The all-new Kubota BX80.
Stop in and see your Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN Radio.
8-all here from Rupp Arena. First round action of the Sweet 16. We're tied at 8. Lady Titan basketball. Libby Federley walking up here for the Lady Titans. Left side here to Haley Renfro. Going to drive right, hand back to Brooks. Not able to get a shot off. She'll go left wing to Hallie Renfro. Takes the ball screen. Nothing there. Looking to drive. Gets it back to Brooks. Lander looking to drive. Cut off. Gets it back to Federley. Libby looking to go one-on-one. Place it inside to McGivin. No, missed it. Missed an easy one. Rebounded by Harris from Southwestern.
Good look there. Good design play and a good look.
And an offensive foul here on number 23, Cundiff?
24.
Sharon, that's her first. So both are big, Sharon and Cundiff, both with one early.
I already tell you something about Sharon. She ain't never seen a foul she didn't like. She's complaining every time.
I'll tell you another thing, she got a good tanning bed in collection, yeah. Free throw line jumper from Federley Good, and Collins retakes the lead here, 10-8.
I think she's a former stunner, too, I believe. What I hear. She's used to finishing third.
Left side here to Smitty down in the corner of Harris. In the middle. Spinning. Goes up and travels. That was number 32, Kylie Foreman. Her first appearance for Southwestern. And they'll turn it over. And Gian Hayes will check back in here for Lady Titan. Checking in for Hallie Renfro. Haley Renfro, I should say. Federley back in front court. Kind of just a really loose man-to-man here for Southwestern. Not pressuring anything on the ball here. Out straight away to Hayes. Gian looking to drive. Hands back to Hallie Renfro. Hallie now straight away with it. Libby going to come out and get the basketball. Libby already with 6 here in the game. Comes in leading scorer on the year for Collins at just over 19 a game. Federley leads it back to Hayes. Ball fake. Looking to drive left. Cut off. Spins. Gets it back to Federley. Libby back to back out. 1:12 to go here in the first. Collins leads 10-8. Federley looking to go one-on-one. Going to drive right side. Use her body off the board. Scored it.
Tell you what, that girl can't stop Libby. Not physically strong enough. She's good. She's got some speed, but Libby gets that shoulder in front of her. It's over.
12-8. Collins here. Just under 1 minute to go here in the first. Wood drives left side. Hands back here to Harris. Collins. Man to man. Gonna drive left side, kick it out, shoot the three. This one's short. Rebound by Hayes. Good rebound by Gian. Gian gonna take it up herself. Now hand back to Federley as they get to midcourt.
I tell you what, I think Collins gets in their half court offense. They're getting some good shots.
30 seconds to go here. Federley being double teamed, gets it back to Hayes. Lowry straight away. Barely drew iron and Hallie Renfro not able to run it down in the corner.
That's Kayshawn Prince territory
that was
right there.
That was just inside the K, I do believe. Lizzie Hammond going to make her first appearance on the refereeing floor. She's probably nervous as nervous could be.
As nervous as her daddy is right now. you guys can't stand up while we're doing this, okay?
Can I not stand up and take pictures?
You already did.
Phone
only allows so many.
Right side, three in the air, no good. Rebounded by Hayes. Gian driving up right side. Still on the move. Going to drive right side. Had deflected, picked up by Hammond. Lizzie, 6 seconds. Out straight away to Hallie. 3 seconds. Hallie going to shoot a three straight away. The buzzer, no good. Collins plays tough the first quarter, and they take a 12-8 lead here after one. You're listening to Lady Fighting Basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN, and WXLNRadio.com.